Hey everyone, and welcome back to Disconnect to Reconnect. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and today we're diving into something that feels more essential than ever in our crazy digital world, creating tech-free zones. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand? Like you're constantly checking notifications even when you're with loved ones or trying to relax? We all know that feeling, right? Well, trust me, I'm right there with you. But guess what? It's totally possible to reclaim some sanity and find those precious pockets of peace without becoming a total Luddite. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to have spaces in your life where you can truly unwind, focus, and connect without the constant buzz and distraction? That's what we're talking about today. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you create those tech-free sanctuaries. First, start small. Don't try to go cold turkey and ban all devices everywhere all at once. It's a recipe for frustration and, let's be real, probably won't last. Choose one specific area, maybe your bedroom or the dinner table, and declare it tech-free. That way, you can get used to the idea without feeling overwhelmed. Second, set clear boundaries. This means being honest with yourself about how much screen time you really need. Are you constantly scrolling through social media even when there's nothing important happening? Maybe there are certain times of day when checking emails or news is enough. Think of it like a diet. If you cut everything out at once, you're probably going to binge later on. But if you slowly reduce your intake and find healthier alternatives, it becomes a sustainable lifestyle change. Third, create alternative activities. You know that feeling when your phone's just begging for your attention? Instead of reaching for it, have something else ready to grab. Pick up a good book. Listen to some music, do a puzzle, anything that keeps your mind engaged and your hands busy. This is all about retraining your brain to find joy and fulfillment outside the digital realm. Fourth, make it visible. Put those, no phone, signs where you can see them. You could even have a cute little bowl for your phone when you're in your tech-free zone. It's not just about the rules, but also making that commitment clear and present. Think of it like setting up a meditation space. You want to create an environment that signals relaxation and focus. Finally, be patient with yourself. This isn't going to be a magical overnight transformation. There will be times when you slip up, and that's okay. Just dust yourself off, remember your goals, and keep trying. The important thing is to make consistent progress over time. Think about those first few steps into a yoga class. Awkward. Maybe even a little scary? But with practice, it gets easier, right? It's the same with creating tech-free zones. Now, let me tell you a quick story. My friend Sarah was always glued to her phone, even during dinner dates or family gatherings. She'd constantly be checking emails, scrolling through social media, and missing out on the real-life conversations happening around her. She decided to try something new. She declared her dinner table a tech-free zone. Initially, it was tough. Everyone else seemed to be glued to their devices. But Sarah persisted, and slowly but surely, things started changing. People started talking more, making eye contact, and truly connecting. And guess what? Sarah found herself enjoying those meals so much more. She felt more present, engaged, and grateful for the time she had with her loved ones. It was a game changer. So there you have it. 5 actionable steps to create those tech-free zones in your life. Start small, set boundaries, find alternative activities, make it visible, and be patient with yourself. Remember, disconnecting isn't about being anti-technology. It's about finding balance, reclaiming your time and attention, and creating space for deeper connections, both with yourself and the world around you. Are you ready to take charge of your digital life? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I can't wait to hear how you create those tech-free havens in your own homes and offices. Until next time, keep disconnecting to reconnect.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.